Faith, and welcome to another episode of Redefined, where we take a concept or a word or a phrase and we try to redefine it based on what I think and what my opinion is. And today we're going to talk about forgiveness, which I think is a really funny word because for a lot of people, forgiveness is sort of just moving past something, but I think that forgiveness is a lot more than moving past it and no longer being actively mad about it. It's more about sort of fully accepting what has happened and seeing, not even if you were in an argument with someone and they did something to you and you have fully forgiven them for that thing, you wouldn't bring it up in the topic of conversation because it's not something that can instill anger in you anymore because you've forgiven them. Sort of in, if you've ever watched A New Girl, the character Schmidt cheats on Cece, but then they end up getting married at the end of the show. That sort of forgiveness where she no longer cares and it's never brought up again in the show, that's that sort of forgiveness. But if we had seen Cece sort of hold it against Schmidt for the rest of the show, then she wouldn't have fully forgiven him. And I think that a lot of people think that no longer being actively mad and forgiving someone are the same thing. While they're similar, and no longer being mad actively about something or at someone because of something, that's a part of forgiveness. It is not forgiveness in itself. And it's also not forgetting that someone did someone and something. It's not really trying to brush it under the rug entirely. It's just knowing that that's not something that is not only not going to bring you turmoil anymore, but you aren't holding it against them. You don't really think about it when you think of that person, and you don't really associate it with them. And I think for a lot of people, it's really hard to discern what is true forgiveness. And most people that say they forgive don't actually forgive. And for me, I struggle with that a lot because I definitely am someone who holds grudges. I don't want to be, but that's just kind of how it is. And I think that the sort of more you get to know someone, or the deeper the betrayal or whatever the magnitude of what they've done to you specifically is, really affects how long it takes to forgive someone. Because it's not easy to forgive people, especially if things were really, really messed up between the two of you. So it's really hard to say that you've genuinely, entirely, 100% forgiven someone. And I think a lot of people try to sort of rush that process. There's no rush to forgive someone. You can still be friends with someone and not forgive them for something. You could still love someone and not forgive them for something. You can, you know, hate someone and have forgiven them completely. And I think that that's confusing to a lot of people because, you know, if you've forgiven someone, shouldn't you like them now? When they're not really entitled to that just because you forgave them. And also nobody's really entitled to your forgiveness there's always an unless with me. But in this case, I'd say unless it wasn't their fault, but whose fault it was, depending on the situation, is always really subjective. So even then, at the end of the day, you don't have to forgive anyone, but you also don't. You obviously shouldn't harbor what is going on inside you, but again, that's more accepting and learning to move on and grow and no longer be angry and sort of think more about yourself than the situation rather than forgiving, because both are important, but forgiveness is not mandatory. And I really hate that everybody says you should always forgive and you have to forgive everyone, because you don't have to forgive everyone. And everybody, a lot of people try really hard to do just that, and it honestly causes them more stress or sorrow, or they start lying to themselves and to the person and saying that they've forgiven when in reality they haven't, which just makes it all the more hard to sort of navigate what it's like to be mad at someone for something or have to forgive them for something. And that can honestly derail the forgiveness process and make it take so much longer, because in your mind, you've already forgiven them. There's nothing that you need to move past. So it just sort of compounds on top of each other, and it builds and it builds and it builds. And suddenly you've been mad at this person for something they did a year ago, for that entire year. And you think about it every day. And every time they joke about it or they say something, it sort of chips away at that resolve you've built, trying to ignore the fact that you haven't forgiven this person. And eventually that dam is going to burst and it's just going to sort of rush out onto both of you, and you're going to be caught up in it, and it's going to start to feel like you're drowning because there's so much anger or hurt or sadness that you have sort of tried to bottle up, and the bottle just, it exploded. It broke, and there's these shards everywhere, and you just have to sort of navigate cleaning that up and dealing with possibly getting nicked in the process. And I think that for so many people, it's really, really hard to know that you don't have to do that. You don't have to forgive someone. And even though saying that you forgive someone will make something a lot easier, the transparency of knowing that somebody hasn't actually forgiven you for something is a lot easier to deal with. Because, at least in my case, there's a lot of things that I've done that I don't think that people haven't forgiven me for or have, and I don't think that they should have. And sometimes I've had people tell me they forgive me for something and they don't. And I think that I'd rather know that you don't forgive me but are willing to work on it and sort of work through it, or don't want to associate with it at all, don't want to talk about it and need space, because that's going to help both people grow in that situation. But instead, it'll fester inside and then get so much worse. And I'm also guilty of this and not telling people when I don't forgive them. And eventually, it starts to just become a part of you, this sort of, it's like nursing an animal inside of yourself, and it gets hungrier and more painful to keep with you. And I think that when you're more honest about forgiveness and whether or not forgiveness is necessary and you need to, and if you actually do forgive someone, it's really freeing and it'll help a lot with that. So if you notice that you're holding a grudge, try not to, obviously, but there's no forced timeline that you're working on, and forgiveness takes different amounts of time for everyone, especially based on each individual situation and each individual person, and also how everything went down based on who it is and what's going on in your life. So I just say forgiveness is more so not just moving past something, but knowing that it is no longer going to affect you in any way, shape, or form, and never really impact the way you view that person any longer now that it's over. So, yeah. This is another episode of Redefined. I'm Faith Brock. Thank you for listening.